Good evening. Welcome to the Slayer Report. Today is Thursday, September 28, 2017. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Our theme tonight is the missing money in the Constitution. I normally don't do a money in markets on the last Thursday of the month. I'm making an exception this week because of the importance of the interview we're publishing tonight with Dr. Mark Skidmore, and there's some other things I want to touch on that are important. The missing money is now up to $21 trillion. Dr. Skidmore and his students found another trillion, so we went from 18 to 19, and then they found two more trillion. Again, this is just the Department of Defense and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. So those two agencies from 1998 to 2015 have three times as many. The combination is three times as much in undocumentable transactions as their entire budget for the period. I encourage you to listen to the discussion with Dr. Skidmore tonight. I also did a show that we recorded today with Greg Hunter from USA Watchdog. It'll publish late Saturday evening and early Sunday, and I would encourage you to listen to it. Along with the second quarter wrap-up, it's excellent material to help you understand the way forward and why this effort is essential to your personal and financial security. I cannot underscore how dangerous some of the efforts are that are underway. I'm going to record a show next week with Harry Blaser about the conference on cryptocurrencies. I learned a great deal, and I was extremely grateful that Harry was there, so it's best if we share it together, but I would encourage you to listen to it. I described some of it with an interview I did with Rachel McIntosh, Shadow Citizen, which I've linked up to at the web. One of the things I do want to share today is that I cannot underscore enough that the shift to Global 3.0 is accelerating. I know I said that in the annual wrap-up. I said it in the scenarios. It was a critical part of the scenarios. I've been saying it all year. And it was interesting because at the conference, you could see a variety of different examples of how things were accelerating. And Harry turned to me and he said, "Oh my God, Global 3.0 is really accelerating." And I said, "I told you that." And he said, "You know, it's one thing to hear it. It's another thing to really feel it in your gut." So it's one of the things I very much want to get Harry's help in communicating to you. We said it when he and I discussed the Amazon, but the Whole Foods, I've always believed that that was sort of the big deal that rang the bell, although the Alibaba IPO was certainly a big, you know, it rang a big bell too. But I'm beginning to appreciate how hard it is for people to understand the significance of this and how quickly it's now going to start to unfold. We're talking about the equivalent of shifting from an agricultural society to industrial society, but arguably much faster than that happened. And imagine a world where humans do the work and then rapidly machine, software, and artificial intelligence take over 20%, then 30%, then 40%, then 50%, then 60%, then 80%, then 90% or more of the work. At the same time, we become a multiplanetary civilization. That's a very big, deep change. And, you know, so in a world where there's weather warfare, look back at what happened during Katrina, or look back at what happened at the Kentucky power outage. Look at what's happening with Puerto Rico or Venezuela. So whether it's accelerated change or weather warfare, I really want to make sure you're prepared to go 1 to 3 months if things really hiccup. So food, cash, coins, barter goods, mentality, everything. Just be prepared for hiccups in the environment. I know I keep saying this, but I really could see it and feel it there. The 2018 and 2020 elections are really going to be quite interesting. If you think 2016 was big, what do you see what happens now? Because the tensions and the push for change are accelerating. If you've been watching the primary in Alabama, it's a perfect example of how much the established order is in for some real change. And so the question is, what can I do to help you appreciate the speed at which this change is coming and will come? And so, again, it's one of the things I'm going to focus on when Harry and I will do the interview that week, and I'm going to get it up as a special as soon as possible. the importance of the Constitution to this process cannot be overestimated. If we go through this change and preserve and protect the Constitution, if we have a legal covenant that we share, we should be fine. If we don't, we end up in slavery, and which will be enforced with digital means, and it's an impossibly ugly picture. So it's time now to do something about it. I keep being asked, should I have my money in gold or land or stocks or bonds or bitcoins? And here's the thing, if you're controlled by an implanted chip, dependent on a universal income from a central authority and are mind controlled, you know, you're going to be in a state where all of your assets can be confiscated at any moment. In essence, you have no individual rights or private property. So stop worrying about what you're, I mean, I'm not saying don't pay attention to what your assets in, but pay even more attention to your right to own assets and to control them yourself.